If you haven't seen this video yet, someone will send it to you. Or you can go to twodorks.com. The Raccoon Whisperer.
I'm wall-to-wall raccoons.
Mm-hmm.
You ready? Let's go. Oh, my God. This is crazy. You know, there's got to be 30 raccoons at least. I don't know where they all come from. Oh, my God. Yeah, they all love me.
Yeah.
As long as...
Because I got the food.
Yeah, that's right.
Got a big old bucket of hot dogs.
That video has been viewed more than 10 million times. Jim Blackwood up in Nova Scotia, the Raccoon Whisperer, is on the phone with us. Jim, good morning.
Good morning to you, sir.
It's amazing. There's dozens and dozens of raccoons, and I'm assuming that's your back porch. And they stand on their hind legs and beg for food at the beginning of it, and you throw them grapes, and then it's on, a big bucket of hot dogs. How did you become known as the Hot Dog Whisperer? Or the, I'm sorry, the,
the raccoon. My wife started it way back in 2000, and she since passed in 2003, and I usually every year I get between 8 and 10 raccoons that I had to look after, but this year... I don't know what happened. A bunch of mothers came out and dropped them off and left them with me. So these are all babies that I raised.
Mm-hmm. All right. So
we have 25 here right now.
Right now?
Now, let me see if I can explain how this happens, Jim. See, the bee flits from flower to flower, pollinating each flower. And the birds, you see, they get together and...
So it was your wife who began, what, taking care of some or rehabbing raccoons? Is that what it is?
Well, we had one raccoon that was had one eye missing, and she was looking after her, and she later got killed, but she had a baby, so we raised the baby for 13 and a half years.
Okay.
And that's all it was just a few raccoons here and there, but the bottom fell out of the bucket this year, and we ended up with 25.
Now, is this a nightly thing, or is it around the clock that they're outside on your porch begging for food?
It's three nightly feedings. They start at 6 o'clock, and I finish about probably 3 or 4 in the morning.
Now,
I
see that. Yeah, in 1 minute there's a bucket full of hot dogs, and the next minute there's none. Now,
I go through 20 pounds of 20 dozen hot dogs, chicken hot dogs, by the way, every night, plus a big, large bag of dog food only lasts 2 days. And we have grapes, about 4 or 5 bags of grapes we go through every night, and they get, I give them cookies and peanut butter sandwiches. It's quite a long list of, I make pasta dishes for them.
Okay. And so how many trips to the grocery store are you making to pick up hot dogs?
Every day. It's no sense freezing because 50 pounds won't last long around here. So I usually get about maybe 30 to 40 pounds a day. What I do is I clean out all the grocery stores that are in the local area here, including Walmart. They can't keep the supply of chicken dogs in.
50 pounds per day of chicken hot dogs.
And I'm not familiar.
20 pounds a day.
20 pounds a day.
I'm not familiar with Nova Scotia. How far away is that drive for you to make the rounds and pick up the food?
Well, I live in the country, so it's only like a 15-minute drive to the town.
Uh-huh.
There's four local towns here that are all together.
And have you put pencil to paper and calculated how much you're spending on hot dogs? Just out of curiosity.
About $2,500 a month.
$2,500 a month. But your wife, her dying request was that you take care of the raccoons, right?
Yes. Well, not that many. Just a few.
So she might
be at 26 net.
She might be having a fit right now. I said one, not the entire neighborhood.
Yeah.
Obviously,
but they don't do any harm. They don't bother any of the neighbors. They stay pretty much here, and they don't do any damage to my property.
Sure.
Well, these must be country raccoons and not city raccoons, because the raccoons we have,
they are country, very well behaved.
Well, and I could tell from the video they're all wearing little straw hats and overalls, so yes. I could tell they were country raccoons, because the ones in the city, man, they destroy stuff.
Now, we're getting
questions
from listeners.
Well, I get calls all the time from people that have raccoons in their attics, and I give them advice on how to get them out.
And the advice would be what?
Well, if you have a raccoon in your attic, the easiest way is to place a loud music, ghetto blast or something like that, and have a light shining on where the babies and the mother's staying in the corner or whatever, and they'll move out on their own because they hate the loud music and they don't like the light.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And any music in particular, like the kind that we play, or classical or country?
The,
or
the word, nothing mellow. And heavy rock does it.
Yeah, so maybe some Bachman-Turner Overdrive or some Rush, something like that.
Yeah, well, that'll do her.
That'll do her.
Yeah. I take care of business.
Some of the questions that we're getting from listeners... Do any of your neighbors complain because you might be attracting more raccoons to the area? Now, you said you live out in the country, so maybe neighbors aren't a problem.
No, they're not. In fact, my neighbor next door, if I have to be away overnight, she comes over and does the chores for me.
Jim, is that code for something?
Does it what?
Is it code for something? She does the chores for you.
Well, she just comes over and she looks after the raccoons and I leave her the food and everything, and she comes over and feeds them, her and her husband.
Okay, so you can't, if you were to leave or go on vacation for like a week, that'd be big.
Oh, that doesn't happen.
No?
I don't go on vacation until the winter when they're gone to sleep.
Oh, and then?
Then I can go.
Then you... Okay. And you feed them, you said...
But then I have the deer then, too, see? But the deer are no trouble.
What do you feed them?
I get apples cut up and quartered, and I use cracked corn and other, like, oats and things like that for them.
All right. And...
You don't have a coyote or a wolf feeding business, do you? Because I know they like the tender meat of the raccoon.
Well, coyotes are afraid of the raccoons.
Oh, good.
Oh,
good. Okay.
Are you?
Raccoons can be deadly to a coyote,
but not to a guy with a bucket of hot dogs, right, Jim?
That's right.
Have you ever had any near, like, an experience where they became too aggressive or anything like that, just by accident or anything?
No, they consider me, they're the parent, and like when you see me in my video there, they're so happy to see me. Yeah. Well, they like to get fed too, but yeah. Even if I'm not feeding them, there's one or two of them always hanging off me.
Yeah, well, you're lucky you don't expose your nipples, because those things would be hanging on those babies like crazy.
This is Jim Blackwood, who is known online as the Raccoon Whisperer. Are you surprised at the level of attention that you're getting? That most recent video has 10 million views. 10 million.
Yeah, it's almost 11 million right now.
Yeah.
I'm getting 17.4 million per month of people viewing, and I got, 319,000 subscribers right now.
And...
But can I just say one thing? I just want to say that a lot of people think I'm going to catch rabies and stuff like that. But we don't have rabies here. Never had a case ever of any animal. And so a lot of people are saying I'm going to get rabies and die someday. I get a lot of comments like that.
Yeah.
But we don't have that here.
Okay.
Well, you know, I was when I first saw this story, I was concerned what your neighbors might think, because you're drawing a lot of raccoon attention. But you live out in the woods, so, you know, you don't really have that issue. So, it's kind of a cute story. I can't find a negative side to it.
I got
to
be honest with you, Jim. I get worried when you run out of hot dogs. What happens if there's like a half dozen of them that didn't get something to eat, and they're going to take your ear or your nose or your hands or...
Well, see, that's why we have a five-course meal here. if someone knows get fed, they get fed on the other meals.
Okay, so what are the five courses? You started in this one with grapes?
We start off with the hot dogs, and then we move into grapes. And then with the, I make peanut butter sandwiches for them, two loaves of bread a day with peanut butter, and they eat that, and I have sunflower seeds and dry dog food.
All right.
And then, of course, I do pasta dishes, like hamburger helper. We do macaroni and cheese, things oh like God. That.
Dude, you're killing
That's
me.
That's awesome. That is...
Well, they had chicken fingers here the other night, and I bring Kentucky Fried Chicken. I just dumped the whole bucket on the desk.
These stupid raccoons eat better than I did in college.
Yeah, right? Our wives don't feed us as
well.
Yeah,
I know. I'll buy a 50-pound bucket of, or $50 bucket of Kentucky Fried Chicken. I just turn it upside down on the deck, and they clean it right up, and they can chew up the bones and grind them.
Extra crispy or original recipe, Jim? What do they prefer, the raccoons?
Well, they don't care.
No, they don't.
They're
not picky. Ma'am, I can't get my kids to eat if it's got the wrong sauce. You know what? I'm going to take and drop my kids off at your place, teach them how to live.
Jim, one of our observant listeners would like to send you a quick message. They say, hey, dorks.
That's what they call us.
Tell him I'm from the future. Next year when you talk to this guy, he's going to have 75 raccoons.
I'll tell you another story about me that you don't know. The Canadian Mint did a coin in my honor for a UFO sighting I was involved in 1978.
Starting to make sense.
So the coin came out in October.
Yeah.
And it was sold out in 6 days. And it glows in the dark, the coin does.
Uh-huh.
And, so that, I was involved in that when I was with the Royal Canadian Mounted Police over in Newfoundland, 1978.
Well, we appreciate your desire for law and order. That's pretty cool. And I've got to tell you, I'm not surprised to hear that you've had a UFO encounter and that there's a coin commemorating it.
What time do you feed the aliens, and what are they like? PB&J, or is it?
Well, haven't seen them since October 78.
Of course,
so
not.
That's fine by me.
Yeah, they went and searched someplace else because they got a 6-course meal down in America.
That's right.
Okay, we got other people. I want to send this guy some money to help feed the raccoons. We also...
No, I don't accept any donations.
Well, it's just as well, because our money doesn't translate to yours anyway.
It's American money.
You guys use, like,
anything.
Rubles or something
American
up there.
American money is good up here.
Is it? We didn't know.
Oh, yes. If I get a $100 bill, I make $130 off it.
Oh, so you're washing dollars up there, too.
Wow. Counterfeiting operation.
No, I don't accept donations at all. And I tell people, don't send me any gift cards or anything like that, because, well, they don't work up here, but the money does, but I don't accept any money from anybody.
Oh, you know what? Because I was just going to suggest Oscar Mayer is right here in our listening area, and I bet you there's some higher up listening. But holy crips.
Guess what? We don't have Oscar Mayer here, and these guys don't like beef hot dogs.
Well, we could get you some chicken ones. If they're going to be...
These are pretty bitchy raccoons,
yeah.
Jim.
Oh, yeah, they are fussy. They're even fussy about what cookies they get.
What kind of cookies do they like?
Well, they like the Walmart creams, the vanilla creams. But if I bring another brand, they're not too fussy about it.
So they say, hey.
They'll smell it and walk away.
These are supposed to be Oreos, not Hydrox. Just because we're raccoons, we're not stupid.
They don't like Oreos.
No, they...
We have the only Oreos they get are the pear cake ones.
Okay.
Dear dorks, ask this guy.
I know, it sounds crazy.
No.
You know what?
They're very fussy.
You are living your best life, and... I absolutely love it. I think it's awesome.
And think of the joy that you're bringing. I don't know. It's cool. The listeners are very excited for you.
But a lot of people are sending me messages that I help them with their anxiety issues and any health issues that they have.
Yeah.
And it gives them puts a smile on their face.
And that's the best. That's better than anything. And did you ever anticipate you'd get up to 11 million people watch it? Do you wish?
Was it in March? I had, I think, 25,000 subscribers, and that's all I stayed at.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Did you ever see the big one that hit multi-millions and go, gee, I wish I would have wore a better shirt, or I wish I would have straightened out my hat a little bit more. I look ridiculous on the internet.
Too late now. It's there.
It's out there.
Dear Dorks, ask Jim if he ever eats the same meals as the raccoons, you know, because of time constraints or anything. Jim?
Yeah. Do I eat the same meal they do?
Yeah.
No. I hardly get to eat.
Well, you got to take care of yourself first, because if something happens to you...
Yeah, I know. Last night I had a takeout meal, and I had to put it in the oven because I had to stare at the door banging at 6 o'clock, so I had to look after them first.
Yeah.
Let's go! You know the deal!
Dear Dorks, talk about fussy. Those are some highbrow raccoons.
I opened the door. Yes? There's so many at the door, they're pushing and shoving. I open the door, they all fall in. That's the funny part of it.
They come in to your house?
Oh, yeah, I let them in the house.
How do you get them to leave? And,
they don't... Well, they just follow me back outside.
Oh, okay. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And
sure your wife had a strict rule. No pets in the house, Jim.
Yeah. Well, she left me with 26 cats, so I looked after them.
My God.
they're gone now. They all lived out their lives and their history. But I have two rescues I picked up in Halifax.
Uh huh. And
after that.
And you worked for the RMP?
RCMP.
RCMP. They hire it. It sounds like they pay pretty well, and the pension program sounds pretty awesome.
Well, it is. Yeah, I was with them for 20 years and retired, and I worked for a large supermarket chain in operations after that. So I've been retired for the last 7 years.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Also helps to get the hot dogs out the back door, too, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Well, you put a smile on our face for sure, and millions of people. How many subscribers? 250,000 subscribers?
310, I think, right now.
And are all of your videos just you feeding raccoons, or is there something else?
No, sorry. 319,709. I just looked
at it
there now.
Uh-oh. Some of them dropped off.
It's climbing every hour.
Oh, okay.
You're a... alien loving, raccoon feeding, goofy son of a bitch. I'll tell you that, man. I've never talked to anybody like you before.
No.
35 million views in total. Somebody said, so are you making any money? You know, because YouTube pays based on how many views. You got to
I got the. I'm on AdSense, and they give you a percentage of the. The viewership, and that's what pays all the bills here for the raccoons. I couldn't do it otherwise.
Really? Like, so YouTube sends you a check
every
month?
That's why I don't accept any donation.
Oh. I think that's not how I do it. I'd say, yeah, I'm gonna feed him my left arm if I don't get some more money. Please send me.
I'll tell you something. I come home here one day, and there's these boxes on my deck. There was four of them from the States, and it was full of dog food. Came through Amazon. No idea where they came from.
I was wondering if there was a point to that story.
It's in his oven now. Yes. That's what he's going to have tonight. Because the raccoons, they don't like that kind
of thing. The UPS trucks come in the air, and I chase them out. And I don't let them stop here anymore.
So raccoons only!
So this is just your thing. And I mean, I think it's cool. So there's so many people who try to do stuff to get attention. They try to do stuff to manipulate the attention that they're getting into something. And you just do it because you just love to do it, and it's a way to honor your wife, and it's a great thing.
It's all about the memory of my wife, and it's all about the raccoons. I don't want any part of it, but just the way it happened. I get a lot of people want shout-outs for birthdays and stuff like that, and I got so many emails, I can't even look at them anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah. I got like that right around the election down here. But, yeah, I totally get what you're saying.
Well, I'm glad your election's over.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Is it over?
I want to come up. Tying up my TV time, that's for sure.
I want to come up there and live with you and those raccoons, man. I'm telling you.
We kept feeding those old turds buckets of hot dogs. They keep coming back to our state begging for votes. Get out of here!
It's too bad mine couldn't vote in the state.
Yeah, yes. We'd have you down. We'd have you down, and we'd register all of your offspring, too.
Yes.
Well, we'll let you tend to the raccoons. How many are standing outside of your door right now?
None. They're asleep right now. It's because it's daylight. They'll be here at 6 o'clock.
Yeah, they're in a food coma after. Yes.
And I have a TV crew going to be here at 6 o'clock to watch me feed them.
Oh, have the TV crew stand up and throw them hot dogs, too, and see if they'll...
I'm hoping I get the ladies doing the interview. I hope I get her to sit there, and I want to see Buddy sitting on her shoulders.
Yeah.
Whoever sits in that bench, he climbs right on you.
Dear Dorks, we have raccoons currently living in our attic, and rather than take Jim's advice and play loud music and flash lights, I just am going to tell those raccoons that if they want free food, all they're going to do is head north of the border.
Go to Canada.
There's a crazy guy feeding them hot dogs.
I don't know if customs will let them through, though. That's the
problem. We'll get the paperwork. So, Jim, you're going to the store today to buy food. Yep. How much money will you spend buying food for the raccoons today?
Probably about $150 today.
Okay, $150 today. And when they see you come and go, oh, God, Jim's here.
Go start cutting open the cases of hot dogs. He's here.
Do they know?
Well, if I'm late coming home, they'll run to the car and they'll go through my trunk.
The raccoons?
And then going through all the bags to see what I got.
The raccoons do?
Oh, yeah, they chase me around the house. I got to run around the house so I get in the door. And I keep running around in circles and then until I lose them, and then I run in the door right quick.
Well,
but to get in the car.
Yeah.
One of these nights, I want to shut the door, and I'm going to take off in the car just to see what they do.
You're going to leave them in the house and then take off?
No, if they jump in the car with me sometimes, they climb right over my, when I'm opening up the door, they climb right in the car.
Oh, I see. You're going to shut the car door. Yeah. Okay.
Because if you left them in the house and drove away, I know what they're going to do.
Right.
Especially after they just ate them. They just ate.
Be gone.
They ate 50 pounds of hot dogs. They're going to leave those hot dogs all throughout the house.
Oh, man.
The fridge would be empty for sure.
Yeah. Well, Jim, thanks a bunch.
I had two that used to come in the house every night, and they would open up my fridge, and they knew that they'd pull out the crisper drawer and grab the bag of grapes and take off outside with them. But they wouldn't shut the darn fridge door after.
God damn it.
No, yeah, inconsiderate.
Were you born in a barn, you raccoon?
Listen, Jim, our show's over at 10. We got
to
let you go.
They know their names, and if the one starts growling at the other, I just have to speak harshly to them, they stop.
Yeah. You tell them. You keep it up.
I give them my police voice, and then they settle down. Mm-hmm.
This is a good way to get Frank Cheesy's, boys. Mm-hmm. You keep it up. We'll give you beef hot dogs. All right, Jim.
Oh, they love Cheesy. Yeah.
We're never getting off the phone.
They love empty Cheesy.
We're never getting off the phone.
Jim, we got to go. Thanks so much for talking to us, all right? You have a great day. Jim Blackwood.
You too.
The raccoon whisperer, the videos we put up on our, like, you need help from two idiots in Iowa. You got more followers than we'll ever have in a year. You have a great day, sir. Thanks for talking to us. God bless.
Okay, thank you.
All right, see
you,
sir. Bye. They run around the house. They get in the car. They go through their grocery bags.
I mean, it's just... It's so awful, but it's just so sweet.
Oh,
I mean,
his wife, her dying request, she died of cancer back in 2003. Her dying request was that her husband take care of the animals. Now, he said, yeah, all the cats are gone, but I still got the raccoons. She had 20 cats. They're all dead. But he still feeds the raccoons. The other night, what did he say? $50 bucket of chicken dumped. They ate everything. Bones and all.
Yeah, when this guy dies, nobody's going to know because these raccoons are going to eat him down to the stone.
Yes, you are listening to... this is Bubbles from the Trailer Park Boys in 20 years.
Holy f***. Rakins.
Yeah.
That's what those furry little bitches are. Julian, they're f***ing me over. Rakins.
Yeah, Ricky. And Bubbles.
You know, I thought the movie Guardians of the Galaxy was a pretty good PR for a raccoon.
Yeah.
But holy crap, this dude is beyond that.